forgetting your job.
He made $3 million when you went on the stock exchange.
How much have you had to drink, Todd? You're really sounding like you're looped out.
He made $3 billion as soon as it went on the stock exchange.
Nothing will. If you people cheat in the next election, if you think for a minute that the American people are going to stand by and watch, if they actually succeed in bagging President Trump before the election,
what did you do? Fall out of a coconut tree?
The whole country is going down. There will be violence in the streets in every city in this country. And you cannot even fight your way out of a paper bag. You people get mopped up so quick it won't even... Just keep it up. You keep going the way you are, and bad things are going to happen. So my advice is, y'all just shut your mouth.
Okay, so we're going to be on the forum.
Do the thing. Have a fair election. I hope it's President Trump. With all my heart, I hope it's President Trump. But many other veterans are just like me, dude. We took an oath to defend the Constitution of the United States of America. Not a particular candidate. But it's not going
about Biden's four relatives on the national gas board in Ukraine. What do you think that is, if that isn't billions of dollars of tech money being laundered into his own family? You Democrats out there, why don't you just look at the facts seriously? Look at your food bill. Look at the money we're spending on wars. Can't you people look at the facts?
That was debunked 6 years ago now. And for the 700th time, the president doesn't control prices at a grocery store.
Yes, he does. When you create trillions of dollars in devalued currency
you better go pray to the gods, man, because I don't believe that's going to happen.
Even so. Obama,
I think he's going to be screwed, man.
The housing bubble that's going to burst. Guess what, kids? Nobody can afford to buy a house anymore. Guess what? The stock market has no business at 40,000. Its real value is at about 18,000. When that bursts, and the housing bursts at the same time, you're talking about universal poverty. If you're not making $200,000 a year, you're not going to be able to afford to eat. Guess what?
Trump is coming, and we're gonna get Pennsylvania locked down, man. It's already in Trump's corner.
This moves Trump to a squeal. Mr. Democrat, like the 20th time I said, just look at your food bill. Look at your food bill. Please, wake up.
Burn it all down. Isn't that what you Democrats want to do? If you don't get your way, burn it all down. Well, Trump looks like he's winning. Let's just try to assassinate him. Isn't that how you feel, Joe? Come on, tell us, Joe.
You spend billions on a war, compensated by printing billions and billions of dollars. The prices go up. It's as simple as that. It's first grade math.
When you guys charged him with that bullshit. So bring it on. He's going to the White House with those badges of honor on his chest.
But I'll be here November 5th, and we can talk about it. I promise I'll hold. say I told you so 1,000 times.
Joe, you ain't gonna say shit. You're gonna blow your radio up, or you'll end up in jail for fucking up again.
Crying when we're done.
Okay, well you're gonna buy me a new car.
Yeah, ain't nobody gonna buy you shit. You're gonna end up in jail and you won't be able to make it there next time.
My picking.
Yeah, your cousin's gonna have to fill you up in Kentucky.
I gotta have a little bit of a push there.
Nobody needs to push you, Joe. All you do is just do what you normally do.
Oh, I can't believe I'm hearing that.
Somebody.
I'm telling you,
WB3 ATF in the group.
Gotta buy you a Porsche or something, huh?
Yeah, no kidding. That'd be nice.
I remember Joe and me having this same identical conversation back in 2016.
I remember the identical conversation I had with Joe Italiano back about this same time of year in 2016.
Joe, Trump won that election fair and square, and you know goddamn well he did.
And the Democrats figured out how he cheated, and they out-cheated him in 2020.
That's not true at all. Democrats have been cheating from get-go. Now, actually, what happened was Trump won the election fair and square, and in 2020, they decided for sure they weren't going to let him win. Why else at 3 o'clock in the morning would millions of ballots show up? After they had called the election for President Trump, every fucking last one for Joe Biden.
You are definitely a Democrat now because you sound like the same people that were going after Trump. They just wanted his money.
That Biden lost that election, and you can't tell anybody anything else.
He doesn't care about you.
Well, he wasn't naked, man, at all.
My God, this idiot. Oh, 3 o'clock in the morning in the scorching. Oh, no. Oh, my goodness. You mean they actually count ballots later than
that? No, those ballots showed up on a truck at the... Oh, shit, come on. That was every fucking buddy. Everybody and his brother knew what happened. Come on. You knew goddamn well there was voter fraud all up and down the frickin' Georgia polls. They kicked the Republican poll watchers out so that only the Democrat poll watchers were in there. Get the fuck out of here. That was the biggest cheating, lying, stolen election I've ever seen in my life.
Information on that one.
What an idiot, Jesus Christ, man. They count the in-person votes first, and then they count the mail-in.
No, they don't count the mail-in a day later, damn near. The vote was counted just about all the everything was in by 10 o'clock. Good God, just like every other election. Sometimes they count.
Oh, man.
They
were supposed to make me president, dude.
They're all somebody else. They're different kinds of people. You guys seem to be afraid of the wrong
Trump,
people.
Trump. Guys didn't care about Trump until about 2016. Now all of a sudden he's the devil.
The Democrats, and specifically Biden, with Obama being his handler.
I couldn't look with that, man. You can explain it to your grandkids in about 15 years. Get ready for you then. Make sure you remember everything you're saying right now.
Obama and a bunch of others.
I don't want them to arrest the wrong man, woman, or child, man. I mean, you know, you don't want that to happen. Yeah, the guy with the lousy shot for one.
K. Ultra. It came out in...
Oh, my God, Trump's so evil.
What a bunch of whiners, man. You guys
don't you talk about dipoles?
That's a wild conspiracy.
Hey, Rick, how you doing, Rick?
MK Ultra.
Hey, man, how you...
That's ridiculous. The guy wasn't from...
How you doing, Rick? Richard?
He was from a little town.
Oh my God, man.
Rick, it's out of control. They've been like this for the last 25 minutes.
Shut up.
No, they've been like this since 2016.
Nobody wants to fucking hear.
Very exciting discussion.
Y'all a bunch of sick fucking child abusers.
WB3ATM for the group.
Shut up. Nobody
I'm sure they're not going
to
talk about all the stuff that got disproven, man. Russiagate, you know, the whole nine yards. They're not talking about that anymore, are they?
Negative. They forget about that stuff.
Instead of talking about that,
hey, Trump boys still need their money. Send Donnie more money. Dimension Donnie needs more money.
34
Todd called 63.
Poor triggered fucking Democrats.
Wow.
You know what? In the end, everybody will know you people are all pieces of shit.
Send
the
Dimension more money. He's going to need it for his commissary.
Good thinking, man. Put a 70-year-old guy in prison, man. You're really doing well, dude. Really good.
You put your ass in prison.
To go to prison for what president before ever got brought up on the charges that they brought him up on?
And who is
he?
Abortion, and, you know, wow.
A threat to the power base.
All they like,
Trump
man, is death, man.
People in charge.
Death and destruction.
And they won't have it. Democrats
everything I told you about. I mean, they were just talking like Trump didn't get shot. They're like, oh, man, it's like a bug. Like a beef hit him in the head.
Okay, Ultra, everything's in the
wow. Bunch of disgusting, unintelligent, ridiculous sounding malcontent. You guys have been representing a, doing a good job.
What did we find out after the fact? It wasn't 6 months ago. The truth came out. Social media company were told by the freaking Biden administration to censor anything called misinformation. Well, the truth is misinformation, ladies and gentlemen. The truth is the truth. And the truth is a real threat.
Behind all this, BlackRock has a direct connection
God
to the White
bless Donald Trump.
I guarantee you.
God bless Donald Trump.
It's the assassination.
He's
going to
need God when he gets in the cell.
Completely wasted his VP pick. I can't believe he left.
Completely wasted. You believe that, man? Another dead. What does this guy do? Just regurgitate the Democrat talking points, or I should say the leftist talking points? Something original. Always something from somebody else. You guys can't think of anything other than what you've been told.
Mark my words.
You leftists, you Democrats are a bunch of freaking derelicts.
God, shut up. Stupid piece of fucking dog shit.
You hear this guy, man? That's evil talking right there.
This is the Secret Service and all this. And they were all involved at all.
You're the devil, man. Face it. You're Satan.
The Secret Service setting up the lane for the FBI for the
The Secret Service is absolutely in on this whole damn thing. Come on. How much of a fucking brainstem do half of you Democrats have out there? How can you not put two and two together?
Who would listen to a guy that sounds like he's whining even when he's, like, not sleeping?
Why? I don't, you know. Look at
you are a whiner. The guy that's whining, that guy Joe, whatever his name is, he's a freaking whiner. Listen to him.
God help Donald Trump. He's going to prison September 18th.
Good God.
Trump is going in the White House, Joe.
Joe, AC1DD, go look him up. He's got a prison record. He's got his confessive stuff that's on YouTube. He and that N4 TNT guy.
Asshole Joe, I heard him get slapped around earlier this afternoon.
A bunch of freaking child rapists.
Live as the reports come in.
I just want to make sure you have enough money in your checking account to buy me a new car.
It's not true. You ain't got money anyway. You gotta bail yourself out of jail the next time.
The leader of the Republican Party.
Let me see. Wasn't Trump a Democrat about a decade ago?
And the interviewer said, if you ever run for president, what would you run as? He said,
I don't think that guy Joe can even cast a ballot, man. I think he's a... Is he a convict? Hey, Joe, that guy Joe.
You
guys are really bad people, and it's pretty lucrative contracts. I don't quite understand. I'm just a whiner. I'm just whining. Hey, Joe, man. Why don't you complain about the fact that it's weird around here, man?
Oh, boy.
It never seemed to snow. It's been in the garage all winter.
I don't know.
Hey, you left this child molesters, you know. You got no grounds to stand on. Donald Trump ain't out there diddling kids, all right? So you guys might as well get that story straight. You guys seem to have an affliction for this kind of behavior, man. Abortion, perversion, transsexualism. I mean, what is it with you guys? What is it with you, Joe? Are you some kind of queer?
And that's going to be the end of it. I'm convinced he's
going to
blow it.
Todd, hey, Todd. Listening to Joe is like listening to toilet water spin. Hey, Joe. Why don't you give it a rest, man?
Well, I know, man. She's running for president.
Hey, Joe.
I can't believe you said that on
AM
radio.
Hey, Joe.
I can't believe she's running for president.
Hey, Joe, what about the fact that your liberal buddies just disenfranchised all their voters? They just stole the only election from their own voters.
That's terrible.
Hey, did you vote for Kamala?
Oh, I know you.
Nobody did, you dumbass.
He's gonna do something.
Voted for that old fool Biden, not Kamala. No matter how you spin it.
End of story.
Yeah, she's got it coming, though.
Oh, that's another one. What's wrong with you?
What a fool, man.
You can't resist.
Hold on, let me get another beer. I'll talk to you some more.
I think you've had enough. I think you should turn your beer off. What kind of beer are you drinking?
Yeah, you got it.
Wow.
A German beer back.
This guy some kind of... I think he just loves to gaslight people.
That's terrible what Todd said. I think Donald Trump's going to eventually say that. He's going to lose it. Someday he's going to have a bad day, and he's absolutely going
to... I think Donald Trump has said about everything there is to say, man. And plus he got shot. So what's more, man? What more do you want him to do? What more do you want him to do? You got him already. You got him convicted. You got him shot. You know, what else you want, man?
Went 2 days, and he pissed off half the women in the country.
Who gives a shit?
You know, all the married women that have kids love the man.
pissed off half the women. Hey, man, stop watching Lester Holt, man. Stop watching MSNBC. It's making you more stupid than you already are.
A lot of women that want to have children and have a family and a husband and a husband with a job and all that. And that's what he's appealing to.
So he's appealing to thinking Donald Trump. I'm thinking he may be another shot. Maybe he wormed his way in there and he fooled Donald Trump Jr.
Yeah, think about it, man. Think about it. Think about how stupid Joe is and how engaging him makes it even more ridiculous.
Don't watch it. I mean, look at the crowd. They're panning cameras. They got split screen. Look at the people there.
Look, man, it doesn't do any good to talk with this guy, Joe, man.
Look at the Democratic rallies compared to the people at this rally.
He's convinced that he's correct. See, that's the problem.
There's no room for negotiation. There's no room.
His way or the highway.
This is love for the country.
Doesn't matter.
We will destroy them. We will use their same rhetoric.
We will get them shot in the face.
They haven't even gone into the convention in Chicago there where they get...
Yeah, isn't that funny? They already screwed up by picking their candidate before the convention. Hey, how do you pick your candidate before the convention, man? How do you do that, Joe? Explain that.
Here in Chicago, there was a riot.
Explain how you pick your candidate before the damn convention.
How do you do that, Joe?
How do you explain that, man? I mean, I guess the delegates and all the rest of those people don't matter.
Whoever has the money, it doesn't matter.
You know, they can just whatever people they want to put in there. So the
convention.
Stupid. You've already picked our candidate.
The people out there, they couldn't get in.
That's all AI, Todd. That's now artificial intelligence putting people in the stands. Those stands are empty.
Tens of thousands of people there to
watch. Why even have stands, dude?
It's 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Why not just AI green screen the whole thing, Joe? Why not just green screen the whole thing? I mean, I don't get it.
Why just do it half-assed? Why not just green screen the whole thing?
If you don't see that crowd, just look at the rallies.
It's all the same people, right, Joe? It's always the same people in the crowd.
Just look at the people there.
Ain't that the truth?
They are.
I don't want to look at them. Always the same folks, man.
Look at the amount of people.
They're professional actors.
No, it is not unbelievable. There's a lot of stupid people in America, Todd. I think you're aware of that.
Yeah, we're talking to one.
We're having a conversation with one.
Tractor pulls and
stupid
racing. Look at all the people that go to NASCAR, Todd. Does that mean that they're really smart?
Hey, look at all the people that put liners in their trash cans. Are they stupid?
Democratic rallies where they only have 2,000 or 3,000 people maximum. This ain't the Obama years. You're not going to see those kind of crowds unless you look at Trump's crowds.
He would know.
He ain't never been to a Trump rally. He's got no clue.
It matters what the vote is, Todd. It doesn't matter who goes to.
He's got no clue.
One person, one vote.
Never been.
Well, you have a lot of money. The power you have is one vote. And for a lot of us, it doesn't even matter. It doesn't matter if I vote for president.
Of course not. You know why? Because you're self-disenfranchised, dude. You have disenfranchised yourself because you're a friggin' idiot.
You're an idiot, dude. You're
what we call a malcontent.
You're not happy. You're not happy regardless if you get your way. You're still not happy.
So there's no pleasing you, so hit the road, man. You're going to be miserable your whole life.
That's just the way it is.
Have fun. You found a hobby tribes, and you think there's no consequences. Well, you got the consequences are, just look up Joe Italiano on the internet, man. Just Google Joe Italiano. That's all you got to do, man. That's all you got to do. His reputation precedes him. Just Google Joe Italiano. He's been doing this stuff for, shoot, as long as he's been an amateur.
That's the reason we said.
He's changed his call sign more times than you can shake a stick at. Why would somebody do that?
Because they did study after study and indicates the errors in voting are less than 0.1%.
Notice how all his information is basically secondhand.
Like a little league game. You know, we would have won that baseball game if the umpire wouldn't have been crooked. Yeah, we get that. We get it. But I'm
your examples are the weakest I've ever seen, man.
The vote. The vote count is pretty damn accurate.
The vote count was the most fraudulent vote count ever in history. Do you know why half of it was so bad?
You can look it up.
Yeah, how do more people vote for a candidate that are registered, Joe?
Voting errors. Endlessly.
Who
stops an election in the middle of the night, man? Early in the morning. Who stops a national election in the middle of the night? Oh, man.
You can't tell him nothing because Joe knows everything. Don't you know that?
This guy has got a convoluted excuse for everything. It's so convoluted.
Have you not? You know Joe. AC1DB is a serial liar.
Do you know how many studies? Wow, man. Man, you ever heard of statistical analysis, man? Do you know how numbers can be manipulated, man? I mean, do you get it? You sound stupid.
They cheated, Joe.
They admit they cheated, man.
As a weapon, they tried to kill the president. They cheated on every aspect, Joe. They did everything.
Why did they try and kill Donald Trump, man? Because they can't get him any other way. You can't take him down in the courtroom. You can't take him down in the classroom. You can't take him down anywhere, man. So you gotta kill him, man. Next logical step for morons.
You gotta think, country. I went to bed the night of the election and I thought Trump won. And I turned on the TV and found that
it's all a sham. If you're willing to argue that point, then you're just as bad as they are. You better hope the balloon never goes up, Joe. You know, the funny thing is, had they killed Donald Trump, some Joe would probably already be dead. That would be funny.
Psychologically fragile, and you can't face reality.
Hey, Joe, if they were to kill Donald Trump, someone's going to kill you.
You want a fantasy that you can believe in that makes you feel better. So you say they cheated.
Fantasy? Well, what do you call it, man, when, you know, there's more people registered. I mean, there's more people vote than are registered. How is that possible? How do you pick a candidate before your convention?
Trump is going to be president. The House is going to remain.
You Democrats, you leftists, you've already been disenfranchised, and you don't even realize it. You know, we thought the plight of the blacks was bad. Look what they did to their own voting base.
Other people cloak and dagger shit.
That guy's just a derelict, man. He doesn't understand it. He's just a troublemaker and instigator. That's plain and simple, this guy. Whatever this guy Joe Italiano is. Just Google Joe Italiano. Enough said. Just Google a Joe Italiano, man. Just Google it.
Fraud and all this other stuff. And the only person that's been convicted is
just Google it. Just Google Joe Italiano, and you can see why he's talking about frauds and all this other stuff. He's an expert at it. He's an expert at it, you know. Just look up Joe Italiano on the old interweb. That's all you need to do. Joe, why? I mean, Joe's going to sit here and run his mouth about this. He needs to defend himself.
So Joe has to shut down. There's no way that he's going to beat Trump unless he kills him. And everybody tried to capitalize on his death, too. BlackRock, all of them. You know, and you know what? The people know this, Joe. They can't hide it anymore. The news media can't keep blowing this gas.
Just look up Joe Italiano on the internet.
I think that's what happened.
The rest of this is all a bunch of nonsense. Joe is a malcontent. He is a derelict.
CNN's ratings are way down.
He is an instigator of the worst kind. Unfortunately, he's got a hobby of media where he can, you know, kind of basically run his yap.
And these are the people that are going to be all voting for Kamala. I love it.
Man, 2 weeks ago, Kamala was friggin' dirt. Now she's like the great white or black hope. You guys really got your... We got it all figured out. Just look up Joe Italiano's name on the internet. All you need to do. That's it.
Check her knees. Check her knees.
He was with that Brown for a long time. He was 30 years older than her. She was a political shit
worker, so she was able to go get some.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do in the Democratic Party, man. Don't think she's unique for what her she did. Look at Obama. He had to marry a dude.
I think that was some cult ritualistic shit. Having to marry a dude. Oh hell, I couldn't do that.
I want everybody to get out their Google box now and type in Joe Italiano. Type in Joe Italiano in the search bar and watch what comes up. Watch what comes up.
He's a serial liar. Absolutely nobody trusts him for anything. His YouTube videos have plenty of them with ACLTV, and they're telling more lies than you can shake a stick at.
That's exactly what I'm trying to tell y'all. This is his MO. He's an amateur instigator at best.
And the felon.
He's got, you know what? It's embarrassing that he's got a criminal record because he's too stupid to be a criminal.
You know, he does kind of make all criminals look bad, don't he?
No question about it.
That's because AC1DD or Italiano. Hey, you know, if you get about 3 miles from his house, he'll freak out.
Really? Well, I heard he lives in his mama's basement.
Well, Eddie, sorry about that. My microphone's broke shit. No, there was one time I hopped in my little Nissan there. I drove out there with a hamster.
Oh, shut up. Go to bed.
From his house. And I told him, hey, Joe, you see how my signal's so loud? Guess what? I'm in your neighborhood. I'm a mile from your house. But that old boy freaked out and he didn't talk.
I was going to say, I bet his transmitter didn't go back on for days after that.
Getting all
excited.
Oh, man, I got a visitor coming. Oh, hell, I got to pack my willy.
You know, the funny thing is, too, he's had a lot of from the FCC over the years. You'd think he'd learn.
No. Guys like him don't learn until someone pulls their card, man. That's the only way they learn.
Sleeping with the director of the FCC, I think he's been sleeping his way out of this thing.
Whoa, wow, that's something else. I'd never heard that. Take one FRC, 480. And I don't mind giving my call sign out. You know, I don't think he'd give me a letter for simply talking on this frequency, but it just irritates the shit out of me when I hear that man out there spewing his life. It drives me nuts.
Well, hell, I ain't heard that retort in, hell, I don't know, 6 months, maybe? I think the last time I heard him was, I was driving down by over there in Collinsville, and he freaked the fuck out. It was kind of hilarious.
Yeah, I don't even know where he, you know, to be honest with you, I haven't even looked him up, not recently anyway. I can't remember what his QTH is, but I know that last week when I was tuning around, I stopped at 14313 because I wanted to hear the other usual barnyard idiot, N4TAT, spew his bullshit too. There's another convicted felon up there. And he and Joe got into it. I can hear Joe faintly in the background. I don't hear him too well on 313. He don't come in too well up here on 20 meters. There's the skip distance. So thank God. Thank God. You know, it's bad enough I hear him when he pops up here.
Well, the last I knew, old Italiano had himself a date with Laura Schmidt. With the FCC. Last time he had a date with her, and he had to go all the way out there to Washington, D.C., and I think they bent him over and fucked him in the ass. He probably had to pay a big fine, I don't know. But last time that he had a court date up there, I ain't heard from him. I ain't heard about him in a while. I do like to fuck with Donnie, though.
Oh, man, you can get Donnie so wound up, and when you get him to key the mic, dude, he won't stop talking for 25 minutes.
Well, see, the problem with Donnie is his audio is too narrow. His audio is too narrow, so he's feeling like he's going on, he's hearing up, he's going on, he's doing well. See, so, you know, he sounds off amazing. But, I mean, besides being a pedophile and a felon, I mean, Donnie wouldn't be a bad fella to talk to. I mean, he'll sit there and have a conversation with you if you're civil, but...